He met the guy once, and so yeah.
Hey, we're live. What's up,
you two? Live, okay. Obviously. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you, man. We just started. That's how rusty we are. Hey, guys. Welcome to Lord's Law. My show is a cover price, a top 10. I got Miss Laura with me. I got Marty with me. I got a pretty interesting books this week, man. A little bit of something different, something old returning. But as always, while you guys are congregating, I need to hear y'all say the word. What's up, you two nights? Welcome to Rosa Romance Long Box Presents the Cover Race Top 10 for the week ending March 15th or March 10th, March 14th. Happy tax day. I hope you guys finished filing. that was yesterday, actually. Speaking of taxing, Marty, see what's good.
Hey, greetings and salutations, Lady Laura. Welcome back. Great to have you back as always. Thank you for everybody out there joining us live or on the rewind. Appreciate you joining as well. Hopefully we have a great show for you guys, which, you know, of course, where I guarantee you will have a great show or your money back.
Right. Absolutely. We will refund all your money. Laura, say what's good to people.
Because we're free. Right, Marty?
Yeah. Right, right. Exactly. Like, good. Good job, Laura.
That's really good. I wasn't even thinking about it. Hi, guys. Welcome in. Yeah, I'm excited to be back. It's been a little bit of a break for me from the show while I worked full time. So, yeah, it's nice to be here and hang out and chill for a little bit.
Yeah, it's great to
have you. Did I say it's not April? Somebody says April 10th of April. I said, didn't I say April 14th, 15th?
Yeah.
I could have swore I did. Or maybe.
Marty, your shoulders look big. You've been lifting.
They're like cantaloupes.
Yeah, you're like, you're big today.
Me smash.
Speaking of smashing, this is brought to our friends over at CoverPrice.com. Your price guys collects on trends. Head on over to CoverPrice.com. If you haven't, you got to check out the new format. It's got a bunch of cool stuff, not only this week's top 10, but also they show the runners up on their page. So it's a really cool list of runners up. So go right after the show, go on over there and see the runners up 11 through 20. You see some Dave Stevens goodness on there as well. Speaking of which, show sponsored by Birds. It's been so long. This show is sponsored by Bird City Comics. Use discount code LOTLB to get 15% off anything in the comics exclusive store. And we're giving away something today, huh?
Yeah. Are we?
Oh, yes, we are. You didn't even know.
Look at that.
Issue number one, the Ken Lasley variant.
Okay.
You got this one.
These officially launch tomorrow. They're not out yet. They come out tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you guys are Doom fans, it had some killer ratios with it too.
Yeah, so you can tell this is the Virgin and this is the trade. The trade even looks dope because I like the way the word Doom is kind of crumbling. Yeah, that looks
right. Bad. It's pretty cool. The whole thing just works.
Yeah, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to give away something in the live chat this time, but for people on the rewind or people on the live chat who want to win again, leave a comment after this video post to be in the drawing for Thursday's show for some even more of Miss Laura's book. She just doesn't know it yet. So
got to comment. You got to comment.
Yeah, way ahead of you. I plan on giving away something pretty good on Thursday too. So
all right, nice. Let's get right to it, boys and girls. What do we have for this week's runner-up?
All right, so kicking off the almost list, at number 11, we have Star Wars Thrawn Alliance's number 4. This is the E.M. Gist 1 in 25 from this year. This 4-issue miniseries has been doing very well with major Thrawn fans. It's the comic adaptation of a novel by the same name, featuring a storyline focusing on the duality of Anakin and Vader and where Admiral Thrawn fits in. It's a world builder for Marvel, and fans have been enjoying it. This 1 in 25 variant nails that internal fight that Anakin and later Vader suffered. We tracked 13 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 46%, with a high sale of $88 for a near mint raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $54.
Star Wars Thrawn Alliance is number 4, the EM Gist 1 in 25 variant. It's been a minute since we had Star Wars stuff coming back on here, huh? I meant the Ahsoka series was so good the way it ended, you know what Thrawn. I'm gonna rewatch it again.
I've read the actual novel.
Thrawn did you? Alliance.
Yeah, I did, but I've never actually read the comic adaptation to that. So
Anthony did the audio of the novel and it was so good.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Check that out. Yeah, so Star Wars Thrawn Alliance is number 4. E.M. Gist 1 in 25, Aaron. Look at Thrawn back on the list. And look what else is back on the list.
Yes, number 10 brings you Ultimate Black Panther number 1. This is the Stefano Caselli regular cover published by Marvel in 2024. We had a very small break from the Ultimate Universe last week, but this book managed to stay on the top 10 list at number 9. This week, we see it drop down to 10, likely due to the Ultimate Spider-Man number 1's reappearance. Nevertheless, the Ultimate Universe's staying power is clear. Fans can't get enough. We track 25 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 5% with a high sale of $105 for a CGC 9.8 copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $38.
That is wild that this is back on here, to be honest with you. Well, it's still number 10. I thought it'd be off the list by now. Because I, you know, this is a somewhat mutant dominated list, but good to see, you know, just good old organic comic. But why do I feel like we're just smoke, there's fire. We got something ultimate is coming down the way. I mean, I have a feeling something is going to be said during San Diego Comic-Con Hall H.
Interesting. Okay.
Speaking of which, here's another one.
Yeah, here we go. Number 9, Dazzler number 1 from 1981. The Taylor Swift Dazzler rumor has to be one of the most popular MCU rumors since 3 Spider-Men in No Way Home appeared. This past week didn't see any additional rumors for Swift. However, just this past Monday, director Sean Levy had an interview and was asked about Swift's appearance in the film. Of course, the answer was ambiguous. The director replied with, "The proliferation of rumors about who is and isn't in this movie is fabulous, because no one will ever know the truth until July 26th. Take that as you will, but this vague reply will likely spark another fire under the rumor, sending this book soaring in popularity again. We tracked 32 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 5%, with a highest sale of $28 for a near mint raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $14. I have a stack of these, so it's like, bring it, bring on all the
yeah, numbers. Bring it on.
Yeah, Laura, I think your mic is sounding like you're moving in and out. I don't know if you are. Yeah, maybe just come closer to the mic.
Oh, okay. So you heard that too. I thought maybe it was.
Let me mess with it while you guys do the next one.
It's so mesmerizing. You can't, you know, can't take your ears off it. Number 9 on the list is Dazzle number 1, Top Raw Dog. Only $28, man. But there's a bunch out there, like Laura said.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Yeah. All right, we're here for number 8.
Yep, number 8 brings you, it's back, Ultimate Spider-Man number 1. This is the Marco Checchetto regular cover, published by Marvel in 2024. Last week, this book fell off the top 10 list after being a long-reigning member of the Hot Sellers. This week, the book returns and overtakes Ultimate Black Panther number 1. Spider-Man is Marvel's most popular hero, and it makes sense that his new Ultimate debut would hit high numbers consistently. We track 35 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 37%, with a high sale of $90 for a raw near mint copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $79.
You called it, TiVo. You called it.
So onto the rumors about Deadpool, Wolverine. I mean, the latest one, I don't know if you read it, is Tony Stark will be back in some iteration.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that too.
So why not? They should probably lead with that. It probably get. I mean, it's probably going to do well blockbuster wise anyway. But I'm pretty sure they should lead with that. But I mean, this Ultimate Spider-Man run, I'm telling you, just keep on buying them, all the Ultimate titles, man, because they're going to be new characters coming out left and right. And I think, I mean, it's only, I mean, maybe Marvel does an animated Ultimate series or maybe part of the What If series. It's not anything. I mean, come on, if you think about it, Miles Morales came from the Ultimate Universe, so it's crazier things have been, you know, come to fruition. You know, they check the sales. They know what to put the posts on the readers. Whatever neck, whatever,
whatever their neck,
whatever their orifice they're finding out whether their gut is cutting them. Anyway, number 8 on the list, Ultimate Spider-Man number 1, Marco Checchetto, regular raw dog for $90. Oh, it's good to see this book on there.
Well, hold on before I do this next one. How's my mic? Is that any better, or am I still going in and out?
Much better. No, you have
to say the magic words first for us.
I'm like, have my face in this mic, so hopefully you guys can hear me.
You know what you have to say for it to work.
No, not doing it.
Yeah, you do. It was invoked on the live chat.
All right, all right. Come to me. I've been waiting.
All right.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Hopefully my mic's better. The Silver Surfer number 1 from 1968. The announcement of Silver Surfer's casting has cast a strong divide among the fandom. Marvel cast Julia Garner as Shalabal. Am I saying that right? And it was not the Silver Surfer that fans were expecting. Oh man, I heard about this all over social media. Still, fans took to the aftermarket for Silver Surfer comics, stocking up on Norrin Rad's key books. This details the origin of the Silver Surfer and is also one of the most iconic covers of the character. As fans wait for more news on the Fantastic Four movie, many are holding their breath, thinking that this will be used as a transition to the Norrin Rad storyline. We tracked 26 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 39%, with a high sale of $2,200 for a CGC 7.5 and a current raw near mint very good copy going for about $410.
That's what mine is. I think mine is I have issues 1, 2, 3, and 4 all range from 7.0 to 8.0. Or excuse me, 7.0 to 8.0. Those.
What did you think of the news, TiVo? Did it make you all angry? I saw people.
No, because I know it's not going to be. You're still going to get Norrin Rad Silver Surfer. If anything, that should be recognition that Norrin Rad is coming, because the Shalabal is from the same universe as the Silver Surfer. Yeah. Now, whatever iteration that becomes, you know, is she an alternate version where she gave herself up and left Norrin Rad behind, kind of like what he did in the regular 616? I can, you know. So maybe Norrin Rad, the real Norrin Rad, will see her down the road and be like, hey, love reunited and everybody's happy. And they're just super, super uber powerful now. You know what I'm saying? all right. Number 7 on the list, Silver Surfer number 1. And let's get to it. This is your X-Men part of the show.
Nice. Number four brings you X-Men Annual number 14, published by Marvel in 1990. The name's Gambit. Remember it. How'd I do? Is that pretty good?
That was not a good terrible. Accident.
No.
Good. That's good.
The name's Gambit. Remember it.
Just talk like the water boy, and then you can do a Cajun accent.
Okay. I can't do a Cajun accent. Anyways, okay. The name's Gambit. Remember it. What a triumphant moment in animated storytelling. Animation has always been a form of storytelling that has frequently been directed at children. The popularity of an anime has reshaped the way we review animation. Wow, that's a tongue twister. Way we view animation.
Nailed
movies
it.
Like, yeah, movies like, thank you, Lady Laura. Very nice. Movies like Into the Spider-Verse started showing the general public that animation can be used to tell deep and moving stories. X-Men 97 follows suit and takes their audience on an emotional roller coaster, ending with a shocking moment involving everyone's favorite raging Cajun. Unsurprisingly, three of his books made it to the top 10 list. We tracked 26 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 67%, with a high sale of $32 for a very fine raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $41 and a CGC 9.8 at $183.
Yeah. X-Men Annual number 14, arguably the first appearance of Gambit. I don't know. Yep. Many people will say this one or X-Men. Was it two?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's gone. I think he's coming back, right? Because I think they already showed it. There was a mid-season trailer for it, and they showed it. So, you know, but the rest of the X-Men, though, I don't know, man. It was powerful. That Sentinel is also from the comics, by the way. The Sentinel with the weird, crazy, giant kaiju body. That one's from the comics as well. So, I mean, be on the lookout for that. Although, you know, it's a cool reference back to the comic books. So, X-Men Annual number 14, Raw Dog, 32 Bones, number 6. We'll be halfway there, boys and girls, as promised. Look at that. More classic Gambit.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I love this cover. All right, here we go. Next up at number 5, we have X-Men Volume 1, number 24. So while Episode 5 was a phenomenal sequence, it focused on a particular set of characters. Throughout this season, we see the love triangle begin to form between Magneto, Rogue, and Gambit. This episode hit the pinnacle of the romance and was also what may be the end. We won't go into spoilers, but the showrunners tested Rogue and Gambit's relationship. In the end, he proved his love for her, and this cover perfectly captures the love between these two characters. We tracked 41 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 68%, with a high sale of $26 for a very fine copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $19. While 9.8 went for about 217.
Yeah, so classic X-Men cover, X-Men number 224. Laura, you're still kind of going in and out. Maybe you want to log out and log back in.
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah. Sorry, guys. If I'm not back before the next one, just have Marty cover for me. I'll try.
I got you.
All the pressure.
Got you. Got you.
Right.
Got
X-Men
six,
number
girl.
5 coming in, or X-Men number 24 coming in number 5. What do we have for number 4?
Another yeah, I love this cover. Yeah, number 4 brings you Earth X Volume 1, number 12, published by Marvel in 2000. Shalom Ball is the first MCU Silver Surfer. While the decision to select Shalom Ball over Norrin Rad was controversial, this book is still taking off. It features her first cover appearance and a cameo appearance in the book. The book doesn't offer a high value entry point, with most books being found in the $30 range. It is still too early to tell if Shalom Ball will have staying power, but some fans are already banking on her MCU appearance. We tracked 53 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 406%, with a high sale of $80 for a near mint plus raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $35.
So are we all saying this is the first appearance of Shalom Ball as service or Herald of Galactus? Is that what we're saying? Because I don't think there's anything in continuity about that shows that.
I have. Yeah, I've never heard of that. No.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, this was easily a dollar bin book, probably.
Of course, for sure.
News drop. Yeah.
But, I mean, a great cover, you know, good collectible cover. I mean, if you will, but.
So. I mean, it's a great read too. Alex Ross, can't go wrong, man. EarthX.
Alex Ross. Yeah.
I like the follow-up to this is actually really good, which is Universe X.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is mind blowing. It's just like, phew. They just went like, just went off the rails and just told this kind of all cosmic story where this is relatively earthbound, you know, per se. Yeah. I mean, there's the Silver Surfer and everything, but the Universe X really expands on the, Marvel, on the cosmic side of the MC. Of the
really? Expansion. So yeah. How much does it expand out?
By a lot. In?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it takes place in the future, kind of just like this does. EarthX, you see an old Captain America.
Okay.
So, and all these are really kind of down and depressing, too. You know, any alternate story is always kind of down and depressing, but yeah. You know, in a good way, it's a good read, man. So, all right, Marty, Miss Laura's not back, so it's all on you.
I got it. Number three brings you X-Men Volume 1, number 266, published by Marvel in 1990. While this book is the second appearance of Gambit, it does feature a much more iconic cover. Fans of the X-Men 97 series have been scooping up all things Gambit. His popularity has exploded overnight. As we all wait in anticipation of the next episode, we're all trying to grab just a few more iconic books to remember good old Remy LeBeau. We track 46 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 88% with a high sale of $750 for a CGC 9.8 and a current raw near mint fair market value of $159.
Yeah, I mean, it's relatively inexpensive, right? I mean, 9.8 for 750. I mean,
yeah.
I will say there was a large print run on these, you know, but they're notorious. They're kind of hard to get in a 9.8 because the covers are so thin. Just when you see your copy, just like open up the front, but you see how, you know, the covers were back then. They weren't all that that good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uncanny X-Men number 266 coming in number three. I guess you're gonna have to do another all of them. Damn, she done abandoned us, man.
She done pop smoke, brother. No problem. All right.
What do we have
bring number it on. Two? Yes, number two brings you, Transformer number one. This is the Daniel Warren Johnson and Mike Spicer regular cover, published by Image in 2023. Transformers Rise of the Beasts was thought to be the big launch movie for the Hasbro Cinematic Universe. However, due to a disappointing box office returns, many fans thought the future plans for the universe were scrapped. Last week, at CinemaCon 2024, Paramount announced that they will move forward with the Transformer/G.I. Joe crossover movie. This is a huge announcement after hitting radio silence for the past year and also brings newfound attention to the book that takes place in the shared universe known as Energon. We tracked 17 copies sold at Laura's back. Okay.
I'm back. Yeah, sorry. Just to bust your balls, I'm back.
I know.
We should have known because every time he says it, he doesn't say
I always say it the same way. Energon. Energon.
If you watch the Transformers films or movies and cartoons, you know they say Energon.
They just spell it wrong to mess you up.
Right. You're right. I was wrong. You were right. Thank you, Lady Laura.
No problem.
Enough of this bingo fingluckery.
All right. We track 17 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 25% with a high sale of $22 for a near mint raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $16 and a CGC 9.8 fair market value of $72.
Well done, Marty. And you covered for me.
Well done.
I did.
People are vicious in the live chat. They're like, pay the video.
I think they'll just be happy if Marty is reading them all,
so give him a break and stuff. Oh, so Miss Laura, you can read the last one. How's that?
Totally, Mike. Well, do I sound any better though? Because I changed the settings.
Yeah. So Transformers number one. I mean, I don't know why the G.I. Joe vs. Transformers book isn't you know, on this list. You know what I mean? Are people priced out, or am I not paying attention? Because I got that book a long time ago when we spec'd in this show with our friend Mikey Sutton, rest in peace, that there was going to be a joined Hasbro universe with Transformers, G.I. Joe, all this stuff. And we had to wait before they even dropped the news. So I was going to say that one, that there's a G.I. Joe versus Transformers miniseries that came out. That is the true first kind of meeting of them in Marvel's world, you know. So, but, you know, you didn't get the new flavor of whatever. So I can feel you. So I would have a number one. Oh, and this back on here.
Yeah, here we go again. Number one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, number one from IDW back in 2020. Paramount came in hot with announcing two huge movie properties at CinemaCon 2024. The first was Transformers G.I. Joe, which was already a surprise enough. The next announcement blew away the fandom, a live adaptation of The Last Ronin. Not only that, but the film will be rated R and will be reportedly very bloody. For those that don't know, The Last Ronin is a dark, dystopian future of the TMNT series, where only one of the turtles has survived. The book is tragic and full of wrath. The series ends on a hopeful note, but it is too early to tell whether the movie will end with the same cliffhanger. We tracked 47 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 59%, with a high sale of $158 for a near mint plus, with a current raw near mint going for about $124 and a CGC 9.8 going for $264.
Yeah, I don't think this surprised anybody when this came out. I mean, people were buying it up because it was a new turtle. I mean, you hadn't seen a new turtle in decades, right? I mean, but it wasn't a new turtle per se, was it? It was the lone surviving turtle. I won't give up, you know, what it is. But yeah, so I mean, just look out for. I mean, CinemaCon is one thing, but you know, Hall H has Hasbro will have a thing there. They always do. They have a huge presence.
Being rated R, TiVo is going to be insane, though. Can you picture that? Like, it's going to be insanely graphic. It's going to be, what would you call it? Just very different from what you're used to when it comes to TMNT properties.
Yeah, I mean, I like that, though.
That'd
yeah, I nice. Mean, it's like
kinda dark. Yeah.
Going back to the original. I mean, even darker, though. I mean, the original TMNT black and white kind of giant size format comic.
Yeah,
that was some dark stuff. It wasn't until, you know, they left Mirage and, you know, it became pizza eating cowabunga ninjas and turtles in color.
That's the one I know, though. That's the version I'm used to. So like, to see
darker,
The Last Ronin was different.
Yeah, in the 80s, though, you know, it was kind of that was, you know, the thing. I mean, even though we've never gotten even close to like a PG-13, I mean, the last one was pretty good, but I mean, that was still relatively, you know, kid friendly. But that was animated and dope animation too, by the way. But it was great. I mean, it's a great time for like indie comics. I was just thinking about this the other day. How cool has the last 3-4 years been of video game adaptations to live action? Because I was thinking that when I was watching Fallout. Yeah. Right. There's a new Borderlands movie coming out.
Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us.
Yeah. I mean, there's been.
I just rewatched that entire series with my daughter.
Yeah, it's pretty.
His name is Ellie, by the way.
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this has never been critically acclaimed, have they? I mean, you know.
No.
As these are like, they almost seem to do better in long storytelling as opposed to a 2-hour movie. Like Fallout has been great. I knew nothing about Fallout when I went into it, and I just watched it.
Was another one. What do you think about The Witcher? That's another game at that table.
The Witcher was fantastic. Oh my god.
Oh okay.
Oh my god.
Why
anything with Henry so good? In it?
You know what? That brings up a new thing.
What is it? That's good. Oh, okay.
Laura Sands, you watch The Witcher. Why should they watch The Witcher? I'm not expecting to know you.
Something new. Okay. That's nice.
I'm caught off guard. I did not know that was something.
Yeah. I had JB work that up. I said, I'm gonna surprise everybody with it.
Things that Laura watched. Genuine watch. Reaction. Like that.
No, it's things Laura say.
Oh,
it's
things that Laura careful. Say.
Watch the watch.
I I like the. I like.
So
the
she picture, said, though. "Watch The Witcher." So there you go.
Yeah, watch it. Well, I mean, Henry's amazing. He's a great actor. But again, we played the video games, and my whole family's got hooked on The Witcher. I like the costume designs. It's really well done.
Well, I really hope they do Warhammer, because Henry Cavill is big into Warhammer. That would be dope if they do it right. You know, and that has to be long form storytelling. That cannot be a 2-hour movie. I mean, because it's such a big world. I used to play the games until it just got too hard for me, to be honest with you. Your old age, you're like, man, I just want to mash buttons. You're like, oh wow, this got really hard. But I remember so far back as I was playing the RTS version of War Commander 40,000, you know, real-time strategy. Because that's almost a lost genre and itself. I miss real-time strategy games. Yeah, I miss them. So
fun fact, did you know that Henry walks, whenever a woman walks into a room, he stands up. Anytime. What? Yeah, it was really? Confirmed by some guy he was working on a film with. All throughout the Superman movies, all throughout Witcher, enters the room, he stands, and it's like, holy hell, could you be any hotter right now?
Is that some good stuff? That things that she just...
That's fantastic. Where did you get that?
Be any hotter right now? That's the thing. Things that lower
we got to go, guys. Miss Laura, what do you guys got going on tonight's show?
All right, so right after this, the girls and I are covering controversial issues, just different comics that have caused a buzz in the industry. And then, like I said earlier, we have Doom launching tomorrow. And if you guys are not following our IG, we just showed 4 of our Comic-Con exclusives. We got the Batgirl 23 Middleton reprinted and was able to snag Jenny Frizzin to do our cover for us.
That's
You guys are see it. It's stunning. And then Derek Chu did our other. So it's Chu, Frizzin, and Middleton as like a set. It's awesome.
And isn't she one of your favorite artists too?
She is my favorite artist.
That's a big deal for you guys.
It was a huge deal when she reached back and she said, "Yeah, I want to do it." I was like, "Oh my god!" So
amazing! Yeah.
She's
congratulations,
nice lady. She's nice. Marty, you know, actually, we have to give away something in the live chat. So, you know, well, let's think of things that Laura does that we can give away since it's her stuff we're giving away. You got a question?
I have to have a question, or Marty does.
No, it's your stuff. I mean, it's your stuff.
I don't know. Make Marty do it.
So the winner is going to get this. Doom number one, our friend. You know, Ken Lashley is a friend of the channel. We've had him on a couple of times, actually. He wasn't promoting anything. One time he went on during COVID and he did a drawing and we gave it away to somebody. He sketched it live chat, sketch. And we gave it away. Yeah,
he's done a lot of really good work. So that was another, you know, feather in the cap to get him to on a Marvel book.
All right. So if you guys want to win, leave a comment after this video post and we will do a name drop.
No, I have a good one for the live. I have one.
Oh, shit.
Okay, go on.
You guys would have had to have been following me on Instagram or following Anthony. What is the Bird City Comics booth number at C2E2? We have been posting it everywhere. Somebody in the chat should know this.
When does C2E2 start?
C2E2 is next weekend, not this weekend, but the following. Okay. Yeah. So if you guys are following,
scrambling to their Instagram.
I know you're all cheating. It is not 666, Jason. No.
No, that's Karis Comics was doing the Vampirella 666.
Not 6969. You guys are getting
Lon. 423.
I swear, do none of you guys follow us? I feel like nobody in this chat follows us.
That's a damn shame. We're trying to give away some shit here.
Mm-hmm. Real fake comics. Thank you for the actually it's autograph sign Prince Leia.
Planet Arizona got it. He was
all
the
right,
first
Planet
one.
Arizona, reach out to Laura.
What, well booth. Done, sir.
See?
Well done.
Just because he doesn't follow you doesn't mean he can't look it up right now.
They all probably looked it up really fast.
It took a minute.
The Googling skills are your part, man. Marty, say your last words.
Yeah, everybody. Hey, thanks for joining. We had a great time. It's great to have Laura back with us. I mean, it's always fun to have her back and good laughs, good times, good fun. Thank you, everybody, as always.
Yeah. Make sure you head on over to Nearing Nirvana. If you're on the show still, it'll be redirected over there. So you guys check out the girls from Nearing Nirvana. And then we'll see you Thursday for the Shaker Show at 6 p.m. Pacific. So next time, boys and girls, keep digging in the long boxes. Peace. TV.
great hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's three greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe. Their mission, to fight injustice, to right that which is wrong, and to serve all mankind.
That's a name I've not heard.
Know that the Lord is
what's in the box?